Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Everything Action Cast, the podcast for everythingaction.com. It's the week of April 12th, 2010, and I'm your host, Zach, and joining me are my co-hosts. We have Brian.
Hello, Internet.
And Chris.
Hi.
So we're going to start out like we're going to do every episode with show and tell, which is where we talk about what we've seen or played or checked out over the past week. So I know you guys really haven't – you didn't do any, your homework and didn't really watch anything. So we'll just go through you guys quick. Brian, you saw Where the Wild Things Are. Is that right?
That is correct. On Blu-ray, no less.
Awesome. So it looked awesome.
Yeah, it looked great. The visuals were stunning. I mean, you know, I believe it was Jim Henson's Creature Shop who did the animatronics and all that. And it looked really good. Mm-hmm. And I want to address something. They said that it's too scary for six-year-olds. If it's too scary for your six-year-old, then your six-year-old's a pussy. I mean, it's a bit menacing, but, you know, the world is harsh. Your kid will get over it. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty good movie. It's more of a – it's not one you, like, would put your young kids in front of, say, like, you know, like a Pixar movie or a DreamWorks movie. It's one that – it's more of a family film than a kid's film.
Yeah.
There's lots of action. You know, it's very good. As a fan of the book when I was a kid, it was good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hipster is it?
The soundtrack's done by Karen O, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah.
They're a hipster band. So the soundtrack gets a 9. The movie itself, I'd say it's about a 6 or a 7. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Great. And Chris, you were watching random clips of Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, man. Just because it's like Vin Diesel appreciation month for me. I'm just like, oh, man, I haven't seen Vin Diesel do anything that didn't involve like hugging kids or pretending to be like a sissy.
So you're really like rewatch like Fast and Furious and XXX and stuff?
Yeah. And
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black and... it's another Vin Diesel movie that I should be watching.
Babylon AD.
Why not? Movie that like no one saw.
No. Which is supposed to be like Vin Diesel's big return to action.
Yep.
And, after like The Pacifier.
I don't know what you're talking about. The Pacifier was action.
Oh, I think there's like a sequence in the beginning where like he was like running from terrorists or something on a jet ski, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Then he fought a duck.
Yeah, he bought a duck. It was like a family duck.
Mm-hmm. What is with those Disney movies and like bizarre pets?
Formula.
Like that, that Jackie Chan movie that just came out. They like a pet pig.
The Spy Next Door.
We had
all
that.
Your neighbors, Jackie Chan.
We had that for like 2 weeks at my theater. So you know it's good. All right, so I guess I'm going to have to carry this whole segment this week. And starting off, we finally got to see Inglourious Basterds. And I don't know if you guys heard, but that movie's awesome.
Yeah.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm. It was on Blu-ray. Like, the Blu-ray like transfer is ridiculous on that movie.
I know. I'm waiting for the price to go down because I'll personally buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw it, and my little sister, she's 17, she saw it, and she absolutely hated it. Hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a good Tarantino movie. I hate how he puts too much talking in his movies, and sometimes, you know, it's just like the grind to a halt, but I thought overall this one was good. Lots of great action. Yeah.
Well, like a couple of those dialogue scenes were like probably like they're super tense. Like the first one where like Hans Landa is like interviewing that guy in his barn or farm, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I'm specifically thinking of the one where it's the girl and she's sitting with the soldier there and he's like the big hero. That one's
fun. Oh, the nice Nazi?
Yeah.
Oh, when they're playing the card game?
When you first get introduced to like the
Goebbels?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, they're in the cafe. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was kind of like, okay, we get it.
The card scene was, yeah, that was a little too long. It was great, and I love the way it ended, but it was just a little too long.
Well, like, the first part was, like, you could live without it, but, like, when the head of the Gestapo came over and they started doing that was ridiculous.
Agreed.
And Christoph Waltz, hype, well-deserved.
Definitely. He was, you fucking hated him so bad.
Well, like, he's an awesome villain because he already knows everything that... He already knows everything. He's just like going through like the pretense of conversations. He already knows how it's going to end and everything.
Yep.
So yeah, Inglourious Basterds. If you're late to the party, definitely check it out. Even though it's like ridiculous long way at Netflix, which is why it's been so long for me to see it.
Excuses.
All right. So I also saw Universal Soldier Regeneration, which is the fifth movie in the Universal Soldier series, but it's actually like officially the third one. That is one of the most confusing movie series I've ever probably in X-Men history. I mean,
they kind of ignore that he had a kid.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know.
I think they completely ignore like everything that happened in Universal Soldier the Return. Because that was like wasn't there like there was like the giant supercomputer that Van Damme fought, and like he was like training the new Universal Soldiers.
Yeah, like Bill Goldberg and like
yeah,
a bunch of random guys. Yeah.
So they completely ignored that movie, and then like pretty much is like Van Damme is like with a therapist in like Switzerland. And
I remember this you talking about. Do you remember the part where like he beats the shit out of some guy who like was just like trying to ask him a question, and he just went nuts in a berserk rage and just got up and left.
Well, the guy who's coming over like kind of like suspiciously. So,
but they never explain what happened. Like, this guy,
he's like, he gets up and he's like this big, like bald looking. He's like kind of like a biker looking guy. He comes over and he's like, he looks like he's gonna like threaten him with like a knife or something. And so Van Damme just beats the shit out of him.
But Van Damme like goes to Switzerland, the one of the most peaceful places on earth, to like get therapy, especially from like a really good psychologist.
Yeah.
And he just stays around to like a Denny's, like the equivalent of like a Swiss Denny's, and he just like loses his mind there.
And so, like, the plot is, like, these Russian terrorists taking over Chernobyl, and they're going to, like, blow up the reactor again. And they have a they hired this, like, this ex-scientist who worked on the Universal Soldier project. He brought, like, it's the NGU, which is the Next Generation Universal Soldier, played by MMA fighter Andrei Arlovsky. He has an awesome, like, knife wrist blade thing that he kills a bunch of people with.
Was his acting bad?
He doesn't say one line, so he says yes and no.
Oh.
So that's pretty much it, yeah.
I killed my joke. Zach,
you forgot the Russian terrorist group captures like the president's daughter and son.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was an awesome scene in the beginning. Where like he gets shot like 50 times and it doesn't even faze him. And so then they send in like the four like leftover Universal Soldiers, but they get like wrecked by the NGU. So Van Damme is the only hope left.
Oh god.
And it turns out like the evil scientist, like he has like a backup plan, which is the clone of Andrew Scott, Dolph Lundgren.
Oh no.
Yep, they kept him in the back near like, you know, the hash browns and the fucking egg waffles, and like, yeah, we'll use them one day, but not right now.
Not feeling it.
So it's a pretty average movie until like the last half hour, which is less like Van Damme wrecking an entire army. And it's like there's a couple of like awesome tracking shots. Like one tracking shots, which are pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just like, okay, Van Damme, here's a room full of guys. These guys are untrained.
Go knife them.
To attack you. He just steps up and smacks them around, like, next, and then he goes around and, like, fucking kicks a guy through a window.
Mm-hmm. And then he gets in the fight with Dolph Lundgren, which is pretty awesome. It ends in, like, the most ridiculously crazy way.
Oh, God.
It was mind-blowing, let's just say that. So, yeah, if you're a fan of Van Damme, probably worth a rent. So I also saw, it's a new show on FX. It's called Justified. It stars Timothy Olyphant, and he is badass U.S. Marshal Raylan Gibbons, and he was originally in Miami, but he, like, shoots this guy in, like, the middle of broad daylight, so he gets sent to Kentucky. Banished to Kentucky.
That's your punishment. You shoot a man in broad daylight, they will send you to the South.
Worse than jail.
Yes. I guess the last thing I checked out was... Well, he gave the guy 24 hours to leave, but he didn't, so then he just shot him.
Yep.
But the other guy drew first, too, so it was Justified, which is...
It's the name of the show!
Well, he says that, like, 5 times during the pilot.
Yeah, I heard good things about the 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he is just a badass, so, like... He shoots the guy every episode.
Almost picks
because like level, everyone like, assumes they can like outdraw him because he's like a gun, he's like a modern day gunslinger, but like we can outdraw him.
Mixed emotions where it's like exciting and happy and then like sad and dramatic.
It's like southern people,
it pulls on your heartstrings.
Story of pickup and duels is like a way of like solving things.
Yeah, like it's got a great voice cast. Like Jay Baruchel is Hiccup, the main character, and it's the perfect voice for it because like Hiccup's like this like nerdy inventor kid. And then you got Gerard Butler as, like, his father, who's, like, the most badass Viking in the village. Best Gerard Butler performance is 300.
Wow.
Nonsense.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if he was going to be able to top,
Gamer? Or the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, the Bounty Hunter. That's
actually,
it.
Or Dracula? Law-Abiding Citizen? That movie was awesome.
It was okay.
He stabbed the guy with a steak bone.
He was pretty badass, but I thought the movie itself was kind of lame. Hey, I have an announcement to make. We have another person joining us.
Oh, our fourth chair.
Yeah, so let me add him right now. We have Charlie Ellaby on the Everything Action Hotline.
Straight out of Chicago.
Yep. Hey, Charlie.
Hola. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
It's going good.
Hey, man.
How are you?
We are doing good. We're just talking about what we've seen this week. And I'm the only one who saw stuff.
Oh yeah? What'd you see?
I saw, I'll go over it again. I saw Universal Soldier Regeneration.
Okay.
I saw Inglourious Basterds, finally.
Nice.
I saw the first 3 episodes of Justified.
Oh, yeah. I need to catch up on that. I've only seen the pilot episode, so.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of it?
I actually, you know, I'm a big Timothy Olyphant fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's a pretty swell actor, but, you know, the show is actually really good. They got a good guy to play the villain. It's not
Wilton
a
Goggins
bad setting. Yeah,
from,
right on.
Shield.
Yeah, dude. His hair and his teeth and his eyeballs are freaky. So
he plays an awesome white supremacist.
He definitely does. But, you know, there's something else going on there, and he can't tell what yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's definitely a good one to be watching.
Mm-hmm. And last I saw How to Train Your Dragon.
Dude, I need to see that so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, when I saw the trailer, the extended trailer, and, like, I guess Comcast had, like, a special feature, like, excerpt from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and I almost peed. I was so happy.
Wow.
Well, you definitely need to see it in 3D if you see it. Because 3D is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right, so I heard that you got to see Kick-Ass early, Charlie.
I did, because I'm a nerd, and I love being a nerd.
Awesome. So how was it?
You know what? Kick-Ass, I would put it in there for one of my most entertaining movies of the year so far.
Sweet.
It's got action, it's got drama, it's got the teen angst thing going on. But the voiceover they do at the beginning of the movie is fantastic. It really brings you right into the mood of what's going on. The special effects are pretty good. They're not terribly overdone. You know, it's violent, but it's not so violent that you want to puke on your neighbor. It's really an entertaining movie. I don't want to give too much away because I really think, honestly, all you guys should see it.
I read the comic. Like, I'm a fan of the comic book series.
All right. Well, one thing I have to say to you is that the ending of the comic, how it kind of felt a little lackluster.
Right, because they weren't sure how the series was going to go. Because they're like, John Romero was all like, I'm going to do this for the money. And, like, he didn't really care where it went. But then, like, eventually got kind of like this cult following. So he's like, God damn it, I got to do more.
Exactly. Well, they really polished the ending up in the movie. The movie's, like, I'd say 75% faithful to the comic. But then they added a little bit different twist on the ending to make it, I guess you could say, make sense for a film audience. You know, right. give it that climax that it really needed. So it's quite good. And they changed a couple of little things around, you'll notice right away. But the way they integrated comics into the movie itself is fantastic. If you like comic books, if you like action movies, and you like violence created by a 10-year-old girl, then God, you'll love it.
Awesome,
sweet.
Oh, big question though: how is Nicolas Cage?
Dude, I maintain Nicolas Cage is one of my favorite actors, but it seems like when he plays a normal guy, he never does very good. Like Bangkok Dangerous, I know he was a hitman, but he had kind of a normal personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really like him that much in Bangkok Dangerous. But in, like, say, Face Off, when he plays someone who's truly crazy, he is amazing. And the way he spins this character as a father and then as the costumed hero, it's you will giggle every time he's on screen. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job. I think he was one of the characters that really made the movie,
mm-hmm.
or one of the actors, I should say.
I think he might be coming on a comeback because I heard Bad Lieutenant was awesome too. I'm gonna try to check that out this week.
Yeah, I think I might Netflix that, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be one of those super long wait things.
I heard he's just like ridiculously over the top crazy in that movie. Like just like yells at iguanas and.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer for it?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, that's such a good part, man. So I want to see that as well. I agree.
So is that all you've been watching this past week, Charlie?
Well, I actually saw that a couple of weeks ago. I got to I know some people at a local comic shop here in Chicago, and they had an extra ticket, so they took me and one of my good friends along. I actually this last week saw Green Zone.
Ooh.
So, and you know what? The whole war thing, you got the people on both sides about the government, all that crap. You could argue for hours about it, but I really do think that movie and the issues it brought up were really entertaining. It was an over-the-top action. It was definitely a pretty slick movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did Matt Damon act like Jason Bourne again, or did he actually act like a new character?
He acted like Jason Bourne if Jason Bourne had a personality. he still had that badass persona, but he definitely was a little more inquisitive as to what's going on around him.
Oh, he definitely got an interest into, like, things are exploding, I should know why.
Exactly. Pretty much, yeah. So, it was good. Out of 5 stars, I'd say probably 3 stars. It was entertaining. I wouldn't have gone into, like, the premiere night or anything, but it was definitely a good movie to check out.
You didn't get sick from the Steadicam?
No, I dig that kind of movie, man. That movie really gets me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm glad I censored myself there.
Okay. So, why don't we get into news, guys? There's quite a bit of news to talk about. First up, we learned quite recently that XXX is back. It's XXX 3D, The Return of Xander Cage. Vin Diesel is going to be back, and Samuel L. Jackson is going to be back, and Rob Cohen is going to be directing it. So, what do you guys think of that? I know, Brian, you're a huge fan of XXX.
Yeah, I will not be seeing that movie at all.
Oh, man. No one will go with me then.
If it was... I never saw the second one because the first one turned me off so bad. I mean, yeah. I like Samuel L. Jackson's character because, it's Samuel L. Jackson,
mm-hmm.
but... And you get Rob Cohen and fucking Vin Diesel involved, I'm out.
Oh, so we could swear on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. We're good.
Oh, I was trying to censor myself.
We're going to earn that explicit tag.
Exactly. Okay.
Fantastic. As for XXX, you know what? The first movie, if you just go and see it with a completely open mind and just think it's pure entertainment value, you know, I enjoyed the explosions and the hot foreign chicks and, you know, you can't not.
The avalanches. But,
Icy exactly. Russia.
Some of the special effects made me want to shoot a nun, but other than that.
You mean when he snowboarded down the avalanche?
Exactly.
Extreme!
It was so extreme, my friend. So extreme.
I'm surprised Mountain Dew didn't have a big tie-in with that movie.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the movie Torque?
Do I do.
Do you remember that, what was it, a Pepsi and a Mountain Dew?
Oh, my God.
It was during the bike sword fight.
Exactly.
Biker chicks.
So I almost, I wanted to punch my TV. If I wasn't poor, I totally would have, but... Yeah,
we need to do like a segment on Twerk from one of these podcasts one of these times.
See, my favorite scene in the movie is when they have the incredible "no way in hell would it ever happen in real life" chase through Los Angeles, and they're going at like 120 miles per hour through rush hour traffic.
It seems faster than that. They're going like Mach 5. It seems like
everything's like red and shit, and like people are just like not there in the town or in the city.
Well, the entire world just dissolves in the CG.
Yeah,
you know what's funny though that. Are we still talking about Torque?
Yes.
Okay, so that bike is a real bike, but yeah, there's no way in hell that would actually... Yeah, no. He outran fire. Yes. So...
I like a Harley. That's,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
The guy had a Harley with NOS. How stupid is that?
I don't know. Yeah, we definitely need to examine that movie more, because that movie is ridiculously awesome.
It's a character study into the Marxist government of Russia.
It is.
XXX, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be talking about?
3D.
If there's any more thoughts about it.
Balls. That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Not too excited about that one. Something we are probably excited about is the Walking Dead TV series.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Charlie's excited.
Well, you know, like I said before, I'm a huge comic nerd, so I have all of those trade paperbacks from that. I didn't get there in time to get the comics, mm-hmm. but... I managed to collect thus far 1 through 10. They just released 11 like last month. So, but that if they don't butcher it, that'll be a fantastic series.
Well, it's going to be on AMC. So, I mean, they have like two of the most critically beloved shows on television right now, Mad Men and Breaking Bad. So,
true. Very
they
true.
Give like if they lay half the effort to Walking Dead, it should be like an awesome show.
I agree.
And they cast the lead actor in it. It's Andrew Lincoln, he's a British actor. He's going to play police officer Rick Grimes.
Rick!
And apparently, Robert Kirkman, who wrote the comics, is, like, super excited about him. He's this is Rick Grimes live in the flesh. And also, another awesome thing about that is Frank Darabont is going to be, like, a director producer on it.
Cool.
Which, The Mist, super underrated.
That's what I keep hearing.
The Mist is awesome.
I haven't picked it up yet, but that's the Punisher. What's his name?
Thomas Jane.
Tom Jane.
Yeah.
Tom Jane is way underrated.
I like him in Hung.
I only watched the first half of that season, but it was good. And I bet you did.
So
Chris likes it when things are hung.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like a moose.
Brian, Chris, have you read The Walking Dead or anything? Or
No.
Are you excited about a primetime zombie show?
Yeah, and the fact you said it's going to be on AMC, and I love Mad Men and Breaking Bad, so...
Mm-hmm. I don't think AMC would have picked it up if it wasn't worth anything, you know?
Agreed.
I mean,
yeah.
Yep.
They're pretty smart folk over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, it should be good. I mean, the reason I like the series is because no matter how many main characters you have, they can always die.
Yep.
And do. I'm not going to say anything more.
Horrible ways.
I know, right?
Yep.
Man, it's painful almost.
Mm-hmm. All right, so probably like the most exciting thing that happened in the last couple of weeks is we've gotten a bunch of big trailers for the big summer action movies. And our most exciting movie, anticipated movie for the website is The Expendables.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Just, it's an action nerdgasm.
It totally is.
So, yeah, the first official trailer came out, and we got Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Eric Roberts, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Dolph Lundgren. I mean,
Mickey
Bruce
Rourke.
And Arnold yeah. cameos.
Yeah, Bruce, that was probably the most awesome scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I was like, my friend likes to play in the jungle.
Oh, I miss him.
Yep.
The governor.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so, the only thing I was like, I didn't like about the trailer was like the weird like butt rock song at the end. Like
Nickelback. Nickelback wannabes.
Mm-hmm.
Who did the trailer song?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. Some bizarre band. I guarantee that's like the credit song. The end credit song.
You may be right there.
Every one of us is expendable.
And also, I'm surprised to see it's like Stallone's doing like another message movie kind of. He's like, South American dictators are bad.
That's the lesson I got from the Expendables.
Mm. That's the lesson I got from Commando.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson I got from Nevermind. I was going to say your mom, but that wouldn't have worked very well there.
No.
Not really, no.
Unless South American dictator is like a sex move or something.
Okay.
What truth?
That's derailed the podcast. Okay. Also, moving on, we have another trailer. Like the exact, like the day after the Expendables trailer came out, we had the new
Shinedown.
Okay.
That's the band who did the trailer song.
Wow.
Okay. Ryan, our friend Ryan Brown would be happy about that.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go on.
So next day after the Expendables trailer, we had the new A-Team trailer. Which, less excited. I'm going to say a meh.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree with the meh only because the TV show is so fond to me, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's near and dear to my heart, and nobody can replace Mr. T.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
George Peppard.
Exactly, you know? Pretty much the whole cast. Bradley Cooper is no face. I will tell you that.
Nope.
And Liam Neeson, I think that's a good choice.
He looks he looks pretty close. I hope he can pull off the whole mentality.
Mm-hmm. And Charlton Copley as Murdoch.
Dude, I can never say his name, but he's a good actor, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like he's gonna be like probably the best part of the movie.
You're probably right. Other than that tank parachuting out of the C-130.
God, it seems like G.I. Joe all over again. I'm just extremely
please
scared.
Don't. Please
I'm
don't ever mention that movie.
Chris, you're excited about another G.I. Joe movie?
Yeah.
Were you a fan of G.I. Joe, Chris?
Fortunately, me and like the other three people were in the theater, yeah.
Okay. It provided many laughs for me. I thought it was hilarious, even when it wasn't supposed to be.
Man.
Rise of Cobra doesn't show up to the end. Come on.
I know, right?
And it was a horror. It doesn't even look like Cobra Commander, damn it.
Nope.
All right, moving on. Before we all get mad. So, last bit of news for this week is we found out Brad Bird is extremely close to directing Mission Impossible 4.
Mm.
Mm.
Some mez from everybody.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Without Tom Cruise in it, it's just a bunch of people running around.
He signed on.
He's not.
No. All right, fine. I'll watch it.
He sounds so dejected, like that's a curse or something.
Dude, because it's like.
Go on.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Night and Day, you know that movie's coming out?
Oh, God.
And it's just like, yeah.
I don't know. Mission Impossible 3, underrated.
Yes,
that's all
extremely.
Oh, totally. Dude, that whole bridge scene with the remote-operated destruction glider from hell. Yeah.
And, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's good.
It is. Philip Seymour Hoffman, awesome villain.
And his death was awesome, too.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, Brad Bird is awesome. He did, he did The Simpsons, Iron Giant,
Pixar movies.
Incredibles.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I trust him with it.
He's, like, he's done, like, awesome animated movies. But I don't know if he's going to, like, transition to live action. It should be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting twist on it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I'm a little worried about it. I'm not going to lie. But hey, whatever.
I think J.J. Abrams is producing it this time.
Oh, so he has a say in it at least.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I don't know. It could be good. All right, so I think that's all for news this week. Let's talk about what's coming out on DVD and in the movie theaters this week. This recent DVDs, barely anything.
is that a new movie? It sounds like a chick flick.
Yeah. I'll watch it. Cry to a pillow.
So on DVD we have The Great Mouse Detective, Mystery in the Mist Edition.
Oh,
which I have not. I think I watched it like when I was like 3 or 4. I've never seen it again.
Same with me.
He had a very chiseled jaw for a mouse. I remember that.
Who, the Sherlock, the Sherlock Holmes mouse?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was like that giant mouse and everything.
Was he like Ratcliffe or something like that? Man, I need to go watch that again. I enjoyed it when I was little. I don't know if I still would, but...
It's no Rescuers, that's all I'll say.
That is true. You know there's porn in Rescuers?
Apparently, yeah.
I saw it. There's boobies.
And like one of the windows, if you like go frame by frame.
Yeah, when they're taking off on the seagull off of the rooftop, it goes by an apartment with some boobies hanging out.
Ooh, titties. Ooh.
Exactly.
Damn you, Disney.
Corrupting our young minds.
Mm-hmm. So also out is The Slammin' Salmon, which is from Broken Lizards.
It got terrible reviews.
Yes. It was in theaters for like a week, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Also, we have on Blu-ray, there is Apollo 13, I believe it's the 13th anniversary.
Oh, cool.
Yep, the 15th anniversary of Apollo 13. And also, A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, is on Blu-ray.
How coincidental.
Just in time for the new movie.
I can't do that shit. I cannot do horror movies, man. The trailer made me pee a little.
That is the only horror series I actually like. Watch like pretty much all of them. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Yep. Dream Warriors is the best one. If only for the theme song alone.
Dokken?
Dokken, yes.
Dude, don't let Dokken get your chicken. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. And also, the last thing coming out this week on DVD and Blu-ray is Pirate Radio.
That I'm excited for, actually.
I'll probably see that.
It's about, like, the British... They went on a ship because they couldn't play rock and roll in Britain anymore, so they started broadcasting out in, like, international waters.
Mm-hmm.
It's all wacky. It's from the guy who made Love Actually in Notting Hill.
Those movies touch me.
In your special
literally.
Place.
Show us on the doll where they touched you.
You know where Ken has that lump that should be a wiener?
That's where Notting Hill was.
Okay, all right. Exactly. That's all you need to say.
Okay, moving on. So coming out in theaters this week is the aforementioned Kick-Ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also Death at a Funeral, which is originally a British movie, now it's a black movie.
I saw the British movie and...
Hey, James Martin.
That's not a PG term. It's called urban movie.
It's Tyler Perry's Death at a Funeral.
Pretty much.
Oh.
It looks terrible.
It kind of does, yeah.
Wait.
So...
What?
Charlie, you had something to say about Death at a Funeral?
The Chris Rock movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, you guys don't think that's going to be funny?
It's a remake.
It'll have its moments.
Everything is a remake.
It'll have its moments, but I don't... I don't think so.
I want to watch it for James Marsden alone, being high on, like, ecstasy or whatever he's on.
Well, you know who's high in the original? Alan Tudyk.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. I would go see that.
Yeah, do the comparison.
Maybe I'll rent that first, then.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny. It's got a lot of British humor, and I know they're just going to... I can just see, like, Martin Lawrence going, damn, a lot.
He says it, like, 3 times in the trailer.
Exactly.
Wait, is there a midget in the British one?
Yeah, same guy, Peter Dinklage.
Nice. Dude, did you guys... Wait, what? Hang on, never mind. Keep going. I'll think of it.
Okay. No, that guy was in Tiptoes. I think you're thinking about.
No. It's Colin Farrell movie.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell and the dude from Green Zone, the old dude. God, why do I suck with names?
Brussels. Right? Something Brussels.
Yes, no. In Bruges. Have you seen that?
No.
See it. Seriously. It's okay. Like one of the best black comedy or dark comedies that came out that year.
It is.
Is it in the queue?
Yeah, it's at the bottom. I'll bump it up.
Dude, come on. It deserves more than that. I actually bought it after I Netflixed it because I liked it so much. So. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Colin Farrell does good. Anyways, keep going. Go on.
Yeah, so that's it for news and releases. And let's move on to our third segment, which each week is going to be sort of like a grab bag potpourri section. It's sort of like a different topic every week we're just going to talk about. This week we're going to talk about just 24 memories because 24, it's almost done.
It seemed like yesterday. It was just starting up.
That Jack was shoving that towel down that guy's throat and ripping out his stomach lining.
That's badass.
So I just thought maybe you guys, we could talk about like what our favorite season was, favorite moments, stuff like that, and what you think is going to happen in like, or what you want to see happen in like the last season.
Is it really the last season? I heard rumors that like NBC was going to buy it out.
No, that fell through, so it's done.
There might be a movie, but nothing definite.
That would be a really long movie.
It probably would be 2 hours.
And 40 minutes.
It's like a 12-part movie.
It's a mini-series.
A lot of intermissions.
Mm-hmm. Go get some popcorn.
So here's I'll start off.
Yeah, Brian, go first.
Season 2 is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Probably season 1 would be second to that. I was really starting to hate this season because it had another CTU mole twist, which I was starting to get really sick of. But the last episode I watched last night was really good, and I think they're just gonna pull out all the stops on this one.
Yeah, I think Jack's going on the warpath.
Yeah, Jack's in revenge mode again. I'd like to see them tie back to some of the older villains. I know they're bringing back Logan for a little bit, but it'd be awesome if there was just like some huge conspiracy with like all of Jack's old villains, involved or something. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, you know what I was thinking, Brian?
Yes.
You know how you didn't watch the Prisoner of Sun getting kidnapped?
No.
Episodes. Though they had like this like female accomplice.
Yeah.
What if it was Mandy?
I know. Awesome. She was great, and then they just kind of moved in a different direction. But yeah,
she got immunity in season 4.
Oh yeah, that's right. Shit. Anyway, yeah. I would like to see it just, you know, go off with a bang, and I think they're gonna do great.
Mm-hmm. So, Charlie, what about you? You came in like season 5, I think, right?
Oh my god, man! I'm so far behind. It's not even funny. Like Brian, when we were living in the dorms, Brian got me hooked on 24, and I watched the first 3 seasons straight. And then after we left, you know, I really didn't have a chance to watch them anymore.
You haven't really been missing much.
But I did start the new season at the beginning. I'm just like 3 episodes behind, so you guys probably ruined everything for me. But that's all right. I'll deal.
We didn't ruin anything. I don't think.
Okay. Fantastical. Yeah, I got it in my Hulu queue right now. I need to catch up. So,
cool.
But no, I mean, this season I've been pretty impressed with how he wanted out at the beginning, and he was trying to make a new life. And Alicia Cuthbert has my heart. So when I saw her, I was pretty excited.
I wish they'd bring her back.
Totally. And then I was so pissed off when Hassan's daughter was driving that EMP into the building. I was like yelling at my computer.
You stupid bitch.
Exactly.
It reminded me of, you guys ever see that movie Arlington Road?
No.
No?
I did.
It reminded me of, Chris, it reminded me of the end of that a little bit.
Really? When they're yelling at everybody and then it's like, oh no.
When he brought the bomb in, and it's practically what she did. Anyway.
You just gave the, wait, don't ruin the movie.
No, I didn't ruin the movie, shut up.
Spoiler alert.
I didn't say who brought in the bomb.
Oh, well, sweet. There's a bomb. And yeah.
Someone brought it in.
Yeah, so Charlie, what would you say your favorite season was out of the ones you've seen?
You know what? The first 3 seasons gave me, like, an anxiety attack. So I like kind of being in this current season. You know, I'm not the best authority for this. I'm not going to lie. I like Jack Bauer in any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his yelling and his temperamental badassness. But I'd probably say, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say anything. I like the current season, though. Okay. I'm really enjoying it so far, so.
Cool.
But I'm definitely not the authority on this, mm-hmm. So.
What about you, Christopher?
4 is, like, the most wonkiest recollection. It jumps from, like, I finished season one. Like, mm-hmm. that was, like, what first got me. And then I liked it when Chase was around. That's, like, season two.
You're in the minority, Chris.
Chase is season three.
I was around for season three. And I liked it when his hand got cut off. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, take that. Because, like, I hated him in certain episodes, and I liked him in certain episodes. And then near the end, I was just like, you got fucking handcuffed. You deserved what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
And then I skipped for a while, maybe like a year, and then Jack took on like all of the Chinese government.
Yep.
And that pissed him off. And then I skipped until like now, where one day Brian's like, hey, you should watch 24. I'm like, all right. So I put it on, and then like, why is Freddy Prinze Jr. in 24?
Oh,
and
God.
That's pretty much that.
And Starbuck.
Oh, okay. Don't even start with Dana.
I hate her so much.
I do, too. They're trying to make her like she's like, it's like Nina again.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. So I'm going to say my favorite season is probably season 4. Because like the Michael Bay of 24 seasons. Because it's just like, it just keeps ramping up and ramping up and ramping up until it's like, we're launching a nuclear bomb! We're melting down nuclear power plants. And also, that season had the dream team for CTU. Because you had you had Bill, and you had, damn it, why am I blanking?
Edgar?
Oh, Michelle. Bill and Michelle were in charge.
Yep.
You had Edgar and Chloe doing computers. And you had Jack and Tony and Curtis out in the field.
Curtis!
That was the worst death ever, Curtis.
I know.
For the stupidest reason ever.
I know. They killed him off so stupidly.
Did he get raped by a troll?
Jack, all right, I take back what I said. That would be stupid.
It was just like season 6. Like, they were like arresting someone, and like that guy like killed a bunch of people, and Curtis was pissed off about it. So he's like, he was going to shoot that guy, and Jack's like, no, we need him. So then he shot Curtis in the neck.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
So, you guys have, like, any favorite moments, or...?
No, I think we covered some of them.
Well, I just want to mention, like, season 1, the end, when Jack thinks Kim is dead and just, like, rampages through the Drazens.
And, like, shoots him, like, 9 times.
Yes, awesome. That was awesome. And also, probably my favorite 24 moment is season 2, the end of the first episode, I'm gonna need a hacksaw.
Yes! Aw, yeah.
With Bearded Jack, he's all just, like... I don't give a shit about anything.
He kind of seems like a child molester in that first episode.
Kind of.
The way he's looking at Kim.
It's like, he tries, like, he's like calling her. I can see you, Kim. All right, so.
That had to be when RoboCop was on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's gonna be on Fringe this week. It's like he's cool. Like travels through time. Which should be awesome.
Isn't he like a good movie career now?
He's a professor, a history professor.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's interesting. So I guess so we're going to miss you, 24, Jack.
I'll pour a 40 out on the corner for 24.
Yeah. Oh, it's not something. What do you guys think, Jack dying at the end of the season, or do you want... Is that good? Would you want to see that or no?
No, America needs a hero. And it would be Jack Bauer.
America needs Jack, yeah. That's for shizzle.
I want to see him go to jail. No.
He's
done everything but.
He's already been to jail, though, Brian. He went to Chinese jail.
Yeah, man.
China, but Chinese, I want him to go to jail.
He went to Africa.
You just know he's going to, like, rip shit up and have his revenge because of you know what. Mm-hmm. And then you know, he's going to do some shit wrong for the first time ever, and they're going to put his ass in jail.
Sure
mark my words.
I'm sure President Taylor would pardon him.
I don't know. I mean, I saw from the preview she wasn't happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
She's a woman. Come on.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yep. So I guess that brings us to the end of the premiere episode of the Everything Action Cast. We're going to get everything smoothed out, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. So... You can find everything about us at everythingaction.com. That's where we have our articles and where you can download episodes. And if you go to the top of the page, there's a Contact Us button, which has everything you want to know about getting in contact with us, like our email, which is feedback. Okay. Wait, what is it, Brian?
Contact at everythingaction.com.
Yes. And we're also on Twitter at evaction. And,
EVAction.
EVAction, yep.
Yeah.
And we are on Facebook, so you just search Facebook for Everything Action. You can get like updates on us. And I think that's it. I'm Zach. Guys, want to say?
I'm Brian.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I'm Steve.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm Charlie.
Okay. And Chris. We have Chris, too. I don't know if you heard, but...
I think I said it at the same time. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm an ass.
That's
I'm Charlie and an ass.
And we'll see you next week, hopefully.
Bye.